Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God.
So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me, yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me, yo, you all like me.
I like me, yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me.
Yo, short, big nose, big lip. Kind of stuff to step, but I never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Cause I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now I smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Yo,
yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like
sir.
Me. Cause I like me.
Juice
yo,
in the booth.
Like see, I like me.
Why?
Like
that's the piece right there. Hey,
yo,
I've been waiting a long
like
time
me.
For this
I
one.
Just smile. I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man. I don't go with the trend.
Uh-huh.
Go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house from MTV Cribs.
Hey,
Frank.
I like me.
Oh.
Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
That's a problem,
like
baby.
Cause he likes me.
Sir.
God likes me.
That boy full girl
like
right there, baby.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
Uh-huh.
See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me, so you won't like me.
Catch this beat, baby.
than me.
From the storefront church to the packed out floors,
they want an autograph, but I'd rather give them yours.
The ink don't fade, the crowd once more, the king's on stage, the final encore.
Can't believe it's me now chilling backstage. Big nose, big lips,
don't get your hands raised.
From Texas,
I
baby,
love me. Hey. Do you like me? Cause I love me. Do you like me?
Do you like me?
See, I love me.
I like
cause
me.
He likes me.
He likes
God me. Loves me.
God likes me.
You don't like me.
You're a size 12.
You're
a size 17.
Size
22. He likes you.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Saturday, Valentine's Day, February the 14th, 2015. And the time is 11:30. Got an early show today, 11:30 a.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we want to talk about, again, two things that's really one thing. We want to talk about my new focus, if you want to use that term, again, which is an old focus, that has to do with the truth versus a truth. And the new format in which I'm going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the truth. Now, brothers and sisters, it's very, very interesting because everybody claims to have the truth. What's remarkable to me is that the number of the different versions of the truth that there are out there today. Now, this is a tough message because everybody has the truth. That's why nobody's looking for it. And so if you come online, if I come online, or if anybody comes online and they claim to have the truth, well, that's immediately met with a lot of skepticism, and it should be. Because the first thing that I want to ask is, okay, you got the truth, right? Okay, where did you get your truth from? And so today we're talking about the truth, not a truth. There is a lot of truths out there. Don't get me wrong. Brothers and sisters, there is a plethora of ancient esoteric texts and knowledge. There's the Jewish Pseudepigrapha. There's the Christian Apocrypha. There's the Gnostic texts. There's the Gnostic scrolls, there's the Kaffa scrolls, there's the Kaffa text, there's the Dead Sea scrolls, there's the Cabal, there's the Kabbalah, there's ancient Jewish mysticism, there is the ancient pyramid text that nobody really, really talks about. There's a lot of documents that claim to have the truth. There is the Zohar, there's the divine throne chariot, there is pagan edict. There is the pseudo Dionysus text. There is the Manchurian or the Mandian Gnostic text. You got all of the Constantine. You got all of. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on and on talking about all of the different texts. So how do we separate a truth from the truth? Well, my brothers and sisters, what I've done is and what I recommend everybody to do is to, you know, how they say in the world, follow the money. Well, to find the truth, you got to follow the serpent. See, there's two truths. There is the serpentine truth, and then there is the father of light, or what I call the light truth. When we're talking about the truth versus a truth, what we're looking at is all of the different gospels. We're looking at what is called the infancy gospels. We're looking at all of the different texts and the books. We're looking at the language, because everything in this universe is based upon language. So if you can do some type of a linguistical study, you will find, and you will trace it all the way back to the original language, that will help you to find out the truth versus a truth. And so when I talk about the truth versus a truth, we must understand that there has to be a singleness or a unity that basically all of the other truths come from. Now, the platform that I'm going to be delivering this didactic discourse is going to be over the new pay-per-view platform, if you will, versus what I'm doing today. Now, brothers and sisters, again, everything that we do in life is important. And a good friend of mine told me that the best way to win is by being the best at what you do, not by trying to deceive or trying to compete. So if you focus on being the best that you can do, if you focus on actually trying to deliver a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself, you'll find yourself in an area or in a lane, if you will, that very few people travel in. Most people are competing against other people. They're not competing against themselves. And so when we talk about the current global illusion that is on the planet, then we're really, really looking at what I call the truth, not a truth. And the platform by which I'm going to be delivering this is through what I call the private monthly audio series. Now, I'm not going to go into too much detail because, again, I'm going to be doing that through individuals. What I want to make sure that everybody is aware of, and I mentioned it yesterday, and through the next two or three shows, I will always mention this so that way the transition will be smooth. So that way, just one day, you just don't log online and I'm not on Blog Talk anymore. So for the next two or three shows, the next two or three weeks as I make this transition, I will always be mentioning this new private monthly audio series. There are three different levels that you can participate. The highest level that gives you access to everything is $75 a month. Again, it's going to be on a password-protected site. You will have the password. You log on to the site. You can download the audio, or you can just listen to the audio there. Again, I will send you the links. You will have access to those links, and it will be on my website. There's going to be a separate page on my primary website at masterteacher33.com that gives you access to the password-protected section. You just type in your password, go in, listen to it live, or download the audio. That simple. The next level is $50 a month. At $50 a month, you will get access to a same thing, just a little bit limited. You won't have access to everything, but pretty much just about everything. And then the entry level, which is $25 a month, and that will give you an entry level to some of the basic shows. Then I will continue to be doing these Blog Talk shows at least one day out of the week. And I may do two. I may do a show on Wednesday nights and Sundays. So that way I have two shows available for the people who can't afford or who think they can't afford the $25, the $50, or the $75 level. But again, more on that as we progress towards that. Today's study, I want to give you the foundation of what I call the truth and how I have got to the truth. Now, most people, again, brothers and sisters, believe that they have the truth. Everybody I talk to say that, hey, I don't have to study anymore. I already have the truth. Now, when I say the truth, what do I mean? For me, the truth means not only the beginning of everything, what is called in the Gnostic text, the pleroma, but how do I live eternity? How do I know that when I transition from this physical realm into the spiritual realm, that I'm going to make that transition with enough understanding that I can live my life today in a manner that secures the transition for tomorrow? Let me say that again. When I say truth, what do I mean? Everybody got a different term or a different definition of that word truth. So when we talk about biblical, universal truth is what I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about a cultural version of the truth. For example, you can go to China. They got their truth based upon their history, their culture, their society. Now, truth to me is the actual what we call reality. I don't like to use the word fact because people say that I have facts. So if you look at the terms of these words, if you got facts, what do you have? If you got a F-A-C-T, everybody say, man, what's the facts, man? I got facts. The word facts means, or the word fact means a action, especially a evil deed. It comes from the Latin word factum, F-A-T-U-M. Factum comes from the word factitious. The word factitious is the foundation of the word fact. So a lot of people have facts. That's artificial intelligence. Facts is a fictitious or a factitious event. Now, the word fictitious or the word factitious, again, means artificial. It means that it is something that is done that may or may not be real. It means to put forth information that may or may not be real. So I'm not interested in facts. And so a lot of people have facts. And so when they say that, let me present the facts to you, okay, I know that they got a version of the truth. That's not the real truth. So I don't deal in facts. I'm not interested in what is the fact of the matter. Because, again, life and death is in the power of the tongue. The enemy knows that he's telling you, okay, what's the facts? And you're going to present to him the facts. It's an evil deed. Again, just go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary, type in the word, go down to the bottom of the page, find the history of the word, trace it back. Now, we can even go further back than that, but that's further enough for me. And so what I'm looking for, I'm not looking for facts. I'm not even looking for a particular reality. The word truth means, again, dictionary.com, any dictionary, comes from an old English word. It means faithfulness. Let me say that again, brothers and sisters. I don't know if you got that. And this is why I do what I do, because people throw around words and they don't know the meaning of those words. They think they do, but they haven't looked them up for themselves. So you want the truth. Now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. I'm not interested in a truth. I'm interested in the truth. So I want to find all of the different versions of the truth. And I'm going to research them and see what common theme that they have. All religions have a common theme. You know, what's the common theme in every religion? Every religion on the planet, a spirit spoke to a human. Every religion on the planet, some bright light. Joseph Smith was out in the woods, bright light. Every religion on the planet, bar none, have a spirit who encounters clay. Every religion on the planet, look at the Buddha, look at Islam, look at Christianity, look at Sufism, look at Perennialism, look at all of the Gnostic, the ancient texts. All religions have the same common theme. Some bright light, some audible voice, they had an encounter with some type of a spiritual entity. Now, don't take my word for it. Do your research and make sure that you understand, again, don't look for facts, because we already know what that is. We've already established it. We went through. So we know that a fact, when somebody say, hey, man, let me give you the facts. But I don't want facts. Facts are fictitious statements. They may or they may not be real. A fact is an evil deed. I'm not interested in evil deeds. Now, man, you understand, these are the facts. This is really what happened. I'm not interested in really what happened. I'm interested in the truth. Because what you find that separates truth is the definition of the word. That's why I'm looking for it. That's why I have it. Because I took the time out. I was not looking for facts. I wasn't looking for letters. I wasn't looking for proof. I didn't need a belief system. I decided that I wanted to go after something that nobody else was going after. That was a faithful quality of being true. So the word truth means faithful. Now think about that for a moment. The word truth means faithful. That's mind-blowing to me. Because the scripture says that without faithfulness, it is impossible to please God. So truth is faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence that you can't see. That's truth. Say, okay, brother, we get on a very slippery slope. Okay, let's break it down. The word truth comes from the word true, T-R-U-E. Now, this is what I have. This is what I'm going to be presenting to the world in 2005 through a new menu or a new venue based upon your participation level at the $25, $50, or $75 level. Now, I've been doing this full-time for over 5 years. Now, I'm at a crossroads where I can continue to do this full-time, or I can, you know, hey, I can take my PhD and I can go teach at the local high school. I can teach at the community college level. I've been offered some positions back with my buddies back in insurance. I can do homeowners. I can do auto. I got my real estate license. I can go sell some real estate. I can go, there's some great opportunities available for me in the medical. I know medical billing. I know medical coding. I know, CPT codes. And so there's some opportunities within the medical community that I'm entertaining. So I'm at a crossroads. I can continue to deliver. Now, I've delivered a lot of truths, but I haven't delivered their truth because I've been a little concerned that most people are not ready, and rightfully so, because everybody so far that I've told the truth to, it messed them up. They were just like I was, just like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, when you find the truth, not a truth. It's remarkable, everybody that finds the truth. This is how you know you have the truth, because exactly like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, when you find the truth, brothers and sisters, your life, as you know it, is over. Now, nothing bad happens to you, but when you find the truth, in the Gospel of Thomas, it says it. Let me read. I tried to look it up. I know part of it, but I don't know the entire thing by memory. In the Gospel of Thomas, it says, and they said unto him, whoever discovers the interpretations of these things will not taste death. So there is a secret saying that the living Jesus spoke to Judas Thomas. Now, I'm reading from the Gospel of Thomas. So, and it says in verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, and he said, whoever discovers, notice how you get it, you got to discover it. Whoever discovers the interpretation, so you can see and not see. I can give you the truth and you still don't have it. So whoever discovers the interpretation of these sayings will not taste death. Verse 2, Jesus said, those who seek, notice it can't be given to you, you got to seek it. Those who seek should not stop seeking until they find it. When they find it, number one, they will be disturbed. You find the truth and you are not disturbed. You don't have the truth. You have a truth, but you don't have the truth. Let's understand what the scriptures are. The Gospel of Thomas, this is not a canonized book. We broke down the word canon, canonized, cane, canonized. I don't know if you really want to go down that slippery slope. But once we understand, my brothers and sisters, let's do some didactic discourse today, shall we? Just a little bit. I know it's Valentine's Day. It's a Sabbath day. I know you guys, you want to go out and, hang out with the family. So let's break it down. It says, one, you're going to be disturbed. So, turbed and dis. The word disturbed has to do with mental illness. Whoa. Let me say that again. The word disturbs means that you are exhibiting symptoms of neurosis or psychosis. This is what the truth does. This is what happened to me when I was curled up in a fetal position. When I found the truth, it brought about disturb, S-D-I-S-T-U-B. So the definition of disturbed death means that your life now is interrupted. It means an interruption of peace. It means to be unsettled, disturbed. Disturbed comes from the word disturbance, to cause a disturbance. It means to demolish. It means to upset. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's going to annoy. It's going to trouble. It's going to pester. That's what the truth does. The truth basically eradicates, it dearranges, it muddles the water. It agitates the brain. Because it's so contrary to what you have. When you get that truth, your cookies are blown. You are emotionally and mentally unstable. The word disturb means to stop or hinder progress. Dis and then turbine. That where we get the word turmoil. Dis means to see or to sow. Turbine means disorder or turmoil. Now, I don't know about you, but when I got saved, I didn't have this. I didn't experience this during my conversion. Did you? I walked down, had an altar call. I was crying, you know, and I felt something. It was great. It was a very, very moving, mystical experience. Now, I'm not knocking it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you what happened to me. But because I wouldn't be here if I hadn't have been there. So that's the door. That got me down to begin my journey to find the truth. But that was a truth. So it says in the Gospel of Thomas that, hey, seek, dude, don't stop, keep going. This is how you know you got it. When you find it, number one, they will be disturbed. And now again, disturbed means to stop. This means to see. Turbine means disorder or turmoil. So the word disturbed means that you can see turmoil. It means to be able to see confusion. It causes confusion, and then guess what? You can see confusion because you can't see what you don't have. You know, you cannot see nothing and nobody else that you don't see in yourself first. If you don't possess an attribute, you can't see that attribute in somebody else. Let me say that again. This is profound. If you don't possess that attribute in yourself, you can't see that attribute in somebody else. It's a frequency thing. Let me say that again. Now, I just did the show on homosexuality. I've gotten some awesome feedback from that community, from the LGBTAQFRGHQ movement. They got a bunch of acronyms. Lesbian, gay, homosexual, transsexual, asexual, queer, whatever word you want to move. And they was dumbfounded because they did not believe how I could know the unknowable. One thing that they've been saying is that, man, you said something about the violence that takes place inside same-sex relationships. Nobody knows that unless you've been in one. And then they said something else that was profound. They said that most people don't know that same-sex people overcompensate to hide their shame and their guilt. So they are very, very, very promiscuous to throw you off the scent. They were married, they have buku kids, they sleep around, and they are closet homosexual. But they don't want you to know, so they're very promiscuous. That's why I had so many adulterous affairs that I couldn't even tell. I was trying to hide. And so you see, you can't know that unless you've been there, done that. And the thing that makes me a master teacher is that I've been there and done that. I've been a lot of places. I've done a lot of things. I didn't volunteer. I'm still there. See, you don't know evil unless you've been evil. So everybody think they know the truth. You don't know the truth unless you've experienced the lie. Like I tell everybody, the thing that made me a good cop is that I was a good criminal. The thing that makes me a good saint is that I was a good sinner. Now, do you have to do what I did? No, that was my calling, my destiny. God knew I need to have experience because I cannot reach people who are dying and hurting, being fake and phony, and say, I love you and I know how you feel. When I know, I have no clue how you feel. But when I tell somebody, and I looked them in the eye, I was in a counseling session last night, and the sister was crying. Man, she was telling me her experiences, and I just started crying because I know how she feels because I've been there. When she went back to her dark place, I went back to mine, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Their truth is different from a truth. Their truth is, like it says, it causes mental and emotional instability. For a moment, the word disturb means to stop or to hinder. The word dis, again, means to sow or to see. Dis. The word turban is stuff on the word turbid or the word turmoil. The word T-U-R-B-I-D, turbid, it means not clear or transparent. It means stirred up. So when you see the truth, it causes you to not be clear or transparent. It causes dense condensation. So everybody who has the truth, they're looking for clarity. The truth muddies. It makes everything opaque. In other words, the truth brings full confusion. It brings bewilderment. It brings turbulence, turmoil. It brings unsettling. Okay, that's first base. That's how you get it. So the first thing happens is you are totally lost. Why are you lost? Because it's totally contrary to everything you've been taught, everything that you've been taught. And that causes mental and emotional instability. If you haven't experienced that yet, hang around. Definitely sign up for my program. I recommend that you come in at the $75 level. Again, the password changes every week. So the shows come out. You listen to the shows. Password is changed. And then go. And again, I don't want the people who are members, please don't share the content with anyone else, because the content that I will be sharing in these next coming months is going to be very, again, emotionally and mentally unstable. I'm again, like I do on every show, I'm giving you fair warning in advance. This is not, we're taking the gloves off. That's why it's going to pay-per-view. That's why it's a $75 max level, $50 is the second level, $25 is the base level. Because what we're going to be discussing, exactly what it says in the Gospel of Thomas. So Thomas says something that is very profound. Thomas says something that really shocks the world. Again, he says, when you find it, you will be disturbed. Then he says, when they are disturbed, they will marvel. So, okay, we just broke down the word disturbed. Now we've got to break down the word marvel. So when you talk about, when you think about marvel, I think about something that's like astonishing, something that's like exciting, right? Marvel, M-A-R-V-E-L, marvel. So first of all, we're going to be, you know, disturbed. Then after we're disturbed, we're going to marvel. The word marvel means miracle. The word marvel comes from a French word, meraveli. So meraveli, that also comes from the Latin vulgate or a Latin word, mirabilla, mirabilla, M-E-R-B-I-L-L-A. The word marvel means a wonderful story. When you find the truth, after you are disturbed, after you are angry, after you are upset, after the mental and the emotional instability, the simplicity, the beauty of the story brings about amazement. It makes you wonder. It brings about a surprise. It brings about a miracle. You start to see a wonderful play. You start to see a marvelous, extraordinary, strange, but wonderful line. It is filled with wonder. The word marvel means to be filled with wonder. It means marvelous, marvel. Marvelous, again, is a word that comes from the word marvel. It means to cause astonishment. It means to be surprised. It means to have a feeling of incredible excitement and splendor. It means it will cause you to wonder because it's so marvelous. The truth is so marvelous. The truth will cause you to marvel. It will cause you to suffer from great astonishment. The word astonishment, it means a overwhelming, overpowering wonder. It's not just a wonder. The truth is going to be overpowering. That's how you know you have the truth versus a truth. Because when you get the truth, this astonishment, it comes from a word that means paralyzing. It is so amazing that it paralyzes you. That's how you know you got the truth. Now, remember, at first, it's going to cause emotional and mentally instability. And then all of a sudden, there's going to be like a whitewashing of the soul. It's like you're going to be purified and cleansed. And then the scales are removed from your eyes, and then you see everything that starts to line up, and it's just like, wow, I never started before. That makes sense. And then the word marvel has at its base a word, M-I-R-U-S. M-I-R-U-S means, in English, smile. S-M-I-L-E, smile. And it's interesting because the word marvel, smile, this is a feminine. It's a feminine singular word. The feminine principle is added to the masculine principle when you find the truth. Because notice, wisdom is always referred to as a feminine, Sophia. So when you find this truth, the truth, not a truth. Now remember, when you find a truth, none of this happens. That's why you haven't experienced this before. You haven't been disturbed. You haven't experienced mental and emotional instability. And that leads to a miracle, peace. A wonderful story that leads to you feeling this strange, overpowering, overwhelming feeling of astonishment that makes you smile. Now, the word smile, we all know what a smile means. It's a facial expression. But the word smile, my brothers and sisters, the word smile, my sister, in addition to simply meaning a facial expression, the word smile actually means that there is a be wonderfulment. It means to wonder. The word smile, my brothers and sisters, the word smile has a foundational word that has to do with laughing or laughter, smile. That's number two. And the last thing that happens to you when you find the truth versus a truth, number one, you're disturbed. Number two, you marvel. Number three, and you will reign over all. Now, that's, to me, out of everything that the truth brings, this is the most important. Because what it talks about, you reigning, when it says you will reign over all, first of all, we've got to look at the word reign, and it's not the rain, like R-A-I-N, it's R-E-I-G-N, reign. The word reign means that you will have a period of sovereign authority. Reign. So the truth, brothers and sisters, woo! I can't even put it into English words. I'm trying the best that I can to put it into words. The word reign, but you are reigning over all. That's why I stopped debating. I used to argue and debate and get into these heated topics until I found the truth. After I found the truth gave me, number one, self-control. The truth influenced my behavior. The truth gave me a predominant, prevailing, exercising authority. The truth gave me dunamis power. The truth gave me righteous indignation. The truth gave me a sense of humbleness. The truth doesn't make you feel gaudy or arrogant. It's the opposite. When you find the truth, you reign. That means that you exercise the power of authority. But the word reign comes from the word regal. The word reign, R-E-I-G-N, reign is an old French word. It means kingdom, land, or country. It comes from the Latin word regnum, R-E-G-N-U-M, regnum. It means kingship, it means king dominion and rule over a realm. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand what I just said. You see, brothers and sisters, when you find the truth, all competition goes away. You don't compete anymore with anyone else. Now you compete with yourself because you have a realm that you reign over. So you rule over all. You rule over your space. That's what I talk about, position. That's what I talk about, Dear Kinnear, all the time. I talk about so much, I know people are bored. They're sick and tired of me talking about purpose, your position. Because that's what the truth gives you. That is the truth. The truth is purpose. But that's the problem, because what is it? The truth is that there is a person who has a place that has assigned you a position. Now, this position gives you purpose. This purpose establishes your principle. This principle gives you a process. This process leads to production. The result of this production is a product. This product leads to a profit. This profit results in you being a profit. So you get P-O-R-F-I-T. That makes you a P-R-O-P-H-E-T. So you are now a profit. This prophet, if you have a prophet, you become a prophet, and you prophesy about your profit that you make from your product. That's a result of the process of the production, of the procedure, of the purpose, of the person, of the place, of the position. All of this gives you prosperity. This prosperity leaves you with peace. Truth, my brothers and sisters, is peace. You reign. First, you disturb. Really disturb. Most people, when they get disturbed, they do what I almost did. They commit, if not physical suicide, they commit spiritual suicide. What do? They go back to their old teaching. That's what I did. Now, everything I'm sharing with you guys today, I knew 20 years ago. 20 years ago when I got the truth, I said, hell no, that is not possible. It is not true. So I rejected it, and I went back to church. I went back to doing what I was doing, and my life got progressively worse because the Father kept knocking on my door. And the truth showed back up, and I gave back, and then I found the truth, and then I was curled up in a fetal position, sucking my thumb, laying on Pastor Ray's floor for hours at a time in Albuquerque, New Mexico, doing Bible study. Everybody's in there praying. I was in there just crying and crying. And it was like, man, why are you crying? Because I was mentally and I was emotionally distraught. But I couldn't tell them why. And then after that mental and emotional breakdown, so you guys still want the truth? y'all sure? So now let's be crystal clear. So you guys are going to have to pay me, you know, $25, $50, $75, or, you know, you can do like I did. Ask the Father to show you. He'll show you. So this mental, emotional disturbance leads to, it has a good ending. You are going to smile. You're going to marvel. You have an overwhelming feeling of astonishment. Then you're going to reign. You will reign. You have a control. You have authority. You have power. You have dominion over a realm, R-E-A-L-M. This realm is a region or a sphere. It's a circle. It is a domain. Anybody got a domain name? I got a few of them. My domain on MasterTeacher33.com, Inspirational Grounds. Wake Up Black America. Those are domain names. The truth gives me power to rule over my domain. No truth, no rulership. You can have a domain. You can have a region. You can have a country. You can have a province. You can have a city. You can have a state. You can have a royal area of interest. The word realm, my brother, the word realm means kingdom. It means regiment. It means regal. And so both of those words, reign and realm, have at their base a word regal. And now the word realm comes from the Latin word regiment, which is a system of government. And so the way that you govern your life comes from the truth. So if you don't have no truth, you don't have no realm, you don't have no regal, you don't have the ability to govern your own life, you don't have no self-control. That's why you sin, lack of self-control. How can we not have self-control? Or we don't have the truth. So you don't get self-control to get the truth. You get the truth to get self-control. See how we got it backwards? You go to church, they tell you don't sin. You cannot stop sinning unless you got the truth. Since the truth is not in the church, you can't stop sinning. So do you see how the devil have people in the church wrapped up in something that's impossible? So you go there and they tell you don't sin, but they don't give you the truth, so that way you can't. So that way you have power not to sin. And so that truth gives you the ability, have the ability to be regal. Not only do you reign over a realm. This realm is your space. It's your spirit. It's your diakonia. It's your destiny. It is your regal, R-E-G-A-L. Now, the word regal, my brothers and sisters, the word regal is a very interesting word. Again, we're looking at the base. We're looking at the real. Regal means royal. Now, somewhere before I heard that term, the word regal means royalty. It means kingly. It means one belonging to the king. It means worthy of a king. Regal. Regal means to move in a straight line, hence a direct line. Regal. Regal means king. It means a leader. It means director. It means direct. It means right. R-I-G-A-T. It means correct. Regal. So the word regal, my brothers and sisters, means, and I quote, to move in a straight line. So you get off course. You're supposed to be walking down straight and narrow. But you keep getting off course. Why? I know why. You don't have the truth. You have a truth. What is the evidence that you have the truth? You walk in a straight line. Regal. Now, the Bible says that we are a royal priest. What does the word regal mean? Royal priest. How do you become a royal priest? Get with the truth. Who's the truth? Who's the way? Who's the life? Now, the powers that be know that, so they can't just give you the truth. So they give you the Latin version of the truth. They give you Iesus. I-E-S-U-S. Oh, you're not Latin? So you read the Greek Bible translated into English. And so they give you Iesus. I-E-S-O-U-S. I-E-S-O-U-S, Greek. Well, I'm not Greek and I'm not Latin, so what else you got? Oh, we're going to give you Hebrew, I-H-O-W-A-H-U-A, Y-H-O-W-H-A. Well, that's close, but I need some paleo. What else you got? Okay, let's take out all of the vowels, because the vowels don't exist. So when the Father spoke, he never spoke in vowels. He only spoke in consonants. So my question to you, my anointed brother, my question to you and my educated sister, is a question that I ask myself, okay, if God is not the author of confusion, then who is? If God is not the author of fear, the Bible tells me that God has not given me a spirit of fear. So if I'm afraid, where does it come from? Let me think. So fear is the opposite of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The word truth means faithfulness. It means faithful. The word truth means true. The word true means regal. It means royal. It means that I am the author. I have dominion over a realm. I can reign, be the king, over an area of influence. That's my diakonia. It's mine. It's mine. Nobody else has it but me. God fearfully and wonderfully made me with a particular set of skills that I and only me have. The only person who can drive this ship is me. Why? It's fearfully. I'm a royal priest. So I need paleo Hebrew. I need to return to the pure language that it talks about in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, that the Father said he's going to give back the pure language of consonants only. I need that name that has consonants, because that is the name that is above every name. That at that name, every knee shall bow, those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth. So they know it, so they took it away. So now we got to find it, because why? That is the truth. That is the way. That is the life. And it's going to make us experience three things. We're going to be disturbed. We're going to marvel. This can't be true. We're going to be disturbed. We're going to be angry. Then after we're angry, after we lost, after we're emotionally, mentally distraught and upset, and we go home and we kick the cat, you know, and, you know, we turn over a few chairs. We mad because we spent all of our time in Christendom, and then we found out that there was no such animal. And after we do all that, we marvel. Then after we marvel, we finally reign over our space, over all. Then it says in verse 3 of the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus said, the Gospel of Thomas, chapter 1, verse 3, Jesus said, but we know his name wasn't Jesus, if your leaders say to you, look, the Father's kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will precede you. If you say, look, it is in the sea, then the fish will precede you. Rather, the Father's kingdom is within you, and it is outside you. When you know yourselves, then you will be known, and you will understand that you are children of the living Father. But if you do not know yourselves, then you will live in poverty, and you are the poverty. Verse 4, Jesus said, the person old in days won't hesitate to ask a little child 7 days old about the place of life, and that person will live. For many of the first will be last and will become a single one. The Gospel of Thomas, verses 1 through 4. So my brothers and my sisters, the truth that I am going to be expressing, exposing, and expanding during the following month, again, to get access to this information, will not be shared with the general public. Again, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, Brother Will, I'm interested in receiving that additional information on the private monthly audio club. This is a monthly audio club where I will be sending out, depending on your participation level, either the $25, the $50, or the $75 level. Again, at the $75 level, you'll be receiving on approximately anywhere from 5 to 7, 1 to 2 hour audio tapes per week. A lot of information, just like I'm doing now. And we'll be going through all of the ancient texts, and we'll be going through all of the Gnostics, Dead Sea Scrolls. I'll be revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying to you what some people call the Pleroma. Now, I'll be going at it from a totally different perspective, because the goal is to totally remove or get away from the Greek and the Latin and the Hebrew, and to return to the original text, to return back to the Paleo-Hebrew. So we won't be actually, I won't be going through it into no full course trying to teach you Paleo-Hebrew, but I'm going to give you the resources so that way you can go in and you can find the Paleo-Hebrew for yourself. And you can over and understand why we need to go back to the Paleo-Hebrew alphabet. We need to understand the history of the Hebrew, and specifically the Paleo-Hebrew, and understand the difference between the different types of text and why the original alphabet of all of humanity wasn't Greek or Latin or Phoenician or Sumerian or Coptic or, you know, cuneiform language. It was the over and understanding that there was a particular Semitic language. Now, this isn't the, I don't even know if you could say that it was the original language, but we have to start there to find out this language. Because after you look at this Semitic language, you will find out that the foundation of this language helps us to establish the God of that language. And then we make a determination, is that the God, goddess, if you want to use that term for some folks, of the Helios Biblia. And then we need to find out and we need to go back and we need to look at the pictographs or the pictograms, just similar to the Egyptian hieroglyphics. We need to go back to Abraham's father that was a Canaanite. We need to look at some of the Canaanite communities, their method of writing, what they called, Adadin, A-K-K-A-D-I-A-N, A-K-K-A-D-I-A-N. And then we need to look at the L's, which I've talked about before, which I had entitled, which I have inside of my book, which I do need to mention as well. The book, The Ontology, or the Ontological Study of the History of Mankind. And my book, Sex, Gender, and Spirituality, shapes the foundation of what we call, what I call, the truth. Both of those books, each one sells for $499. The reason why they're so expensive is because the information in those books, again, will cause three things to happen to you. When you read the book, The Ontological, or The Hidden Ontology, I can't even say the word today, The Hidden Ontology of Man, The Hidden Ontology of Mankind, you're going to be disturbed, you're going to marvel, and then the light's going to come on, you're going to be like, oh, man, how come I didn't see this before? So my brothers and sisters, that's where we're going. It's going to be a long journey. It's going to be a very challenging journey. It is my prayer that everybody listening to today's show, whether live right now or, you know, later on today or tomorrow or next week, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher@gmail.com. Say, Brother Will, I'm with you. I am going to, I haven't set a start date because I'm waiting to see if I get enough response. If the response is not there, then obviously I would just reduce the amount of shows I'm doing here on Blog Talk. I would return back to the public sector, so to speak, to continue to take care of me and my wife, my family, and I will be continuing to share it here on Blog Talk, Spreaker, anymeeting.com. Nothing changes. It's just that I just want to make sure that from an economical point of view, I need to get some things in place to take care of my family because, again, whoever doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. I can sit here and I can preach to you guys all day if I want to. But if my own house is not being taken care of, what good am I doing? And so I love what I'm doing. I believe I'm called to do this. But at the same time, what I do and what I've been doing for the last 5 years with the amount of information that I am providing, this information is worth way more than $25 a month. Way more than $50 a month, and way more than $75 a month. That is why I'm no longer, you know, feeling, you know, I really am compassionate, and I really love, and I really would like to do everything for free and give all my books away for free. But, for example, the book that I, the last two books I've been discussing, Sex, Gender, and Spirituality, that's 600 pages worth of information over 20 years and my personal life experience. Same thing with the book, The Ontological Study of Mankind. 600 pages, 20-plus years of research. I just can't, I no longer can just give this information away for free. So my brothers and my sisters, again, it's very, very important to me that you really hear my heart, not my head, because I'm not no egotistical guy. I've been there, done that already. I retired. Now I have one agenda, that is the truth. As I've eloquently stated, it's very important that you understand that the word truth means faithful. And again, don't take my word for it. Go to dictionary.com, type in the word T-R-U-T-H. Go down to the bottom of the page where it says word origin and word history. Like it says faithful and faithfulness. It comes from the word true. I suggest you look at the word true, because the word true has some very, very powerful words in that as well. As we already discussed, the word true has to do with the word truce. So the word true comes from the word truce. The real true meaning of the word truth. So when I'm talking about truth, I am talking about something that is a truth. It is faithful. It is trustworthy. It is, the word true means having characteristics of good faith. If you notice, everything that has to do with truth has to do with faith. It means faithful, trusty, or trustworthy. It means something that you consider real, genius, or genuine, not genius, genuine, not counterfeit. It means something that agrees with a particular standard. True. True, my brothers and sisters, true, the truth is faithful. And that word faithful, again, brothers and sisters, very, very important word, because, again, the word faith and the word fool. So it's faith that is full, faithful. What is the truth? Faith that is full. Faithful is truth. Truth comes from what is true. Truth comes from a truce. Faithful means full of faith. Again, all of these words, I'm pulling them right up out of dictionary.com, full of faith. It means firm in allegiance. So, again, I ask the question as I bring today's message to a close. Are you full of faith? Now, the question that you should be asking, how do I get full of faith? I'm glad you asked that question, because that's an easy answer. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers. Again, I want to make sure that everybody understands that what we are doing, what I am doing moving forward, again, don't have an official start date. But what you will find is I'm going to be cutting back on doing the Blog Talk shows. I will continue to do one or two shows a week here on Blog Talk for the people that may not be able to come in at the $25, $50, or $75 level. The goal is to get, man, 50, 60, 100, 200, whatever it is, amount of people signed up for this, so that way we can start this. I want to make sure that we start off under open understanding what I talk about inside of my book, The Cosmic Rock Tour. Also, the members of this group, I'm going to be offering all of my products and services at a discount. Obviously, if you're paying, especially at the $75 level, when we're going through this stuff and have a book that's included in it, I'll be offering those books to you at a 50% discount. So that way you can get a hold of some of these books and some of these tapes at a little cheaper, a more palatable price, because you're already, again, paying the $75 a month. And so, again, $75 a month gives you full access. Again, I have 50 books, 2,000 shows that I've already done, about 500 videos that I've done on my 3 YouTube channels. So I got a plethora of information that we're going to be going through, but we're going into a totally new area of study. This is really important. There's not no regurgitated information. The stuff that we're going through in 2005 have not been taught. I haven't taught it. Somebody else may have discussed it, but we're going to be going down some very, very, very deep information, because I'm going to reveal the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it anymore. I'm not going to be talking in circles like I've, you know, been doing when I come here on Blog Talk for your safety and for mine, because some of the truth, obviously the powers that be, they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know what's hidden underneath the Vatican. They don't want you to know the difference between the Torah and the Tanakh, even though they say that they're both the same. They don't want you to know that they've taken certain information out of the Torah and presented to you so that way you believe, because, again, it is lying by omission. They're not lying. They're just not telling you the whole story. So we need to get as close to the whole story as we can. That is what we are going to be doing during this next month into all of 2015. So, again, please join me. Very, very important. Email me and let me know, Will. I'm with you. And once I get a start date, we will start. Again, cost $25. That's going to give you access to at least you know, 2-3 shows a week. The $50 level, you come in a little bit higher level, gives you access to more of the shows that we are discussing, so you have access to more of the information. The shows, again, dealing with three areas: wealth, health, and wisdom. The primary area, obviously, is the wisdom. Because 3John says that nothing till there's some type of a cellular transformation. It, you know, God wishes above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So the goal is soul prosperity. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you.
Some people really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.